They got a jolt while they slept. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. An earthquake at 2:30 a.m. in Northern California.
This happened about 7.5 miles southwest of Ferndale. That is a coastal community near the Oregon border.
Fox's Claudia Cowan says it was a magnitude 6.4.
Emergency officials say 2 injuries have been confirmed, and reports are flooding in of widespread damage to roads and to homes. And some residents have taken to social media to show the mess inside their homes. Pictures and books fell off, tables overturned. More than 70,000 customers had lost power. That's about 70% of the homes and businesses in that area.
It's snowing in the northwest in the Seattle area, and that storm will move next to areas where wind chills are now well below freezing.
A weather nightmare. This Arctic blast could not just ruin the holidays for millions of Americans. We're talking blizzard conditions in some areas of the plains.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez says it'll snow also to New England, and there'll be heavy rain and wind Thursday and Friday along the East Coast. She's at Nashville's airport and says big cancellations loom, so airlines are encouraging travelers
to change their flights at no cost. They're offering them options to either book their same flight for a different day, a different time, or potentially to a different airport near their destination.
The Supreme Court is waiting for a Justice Department response today after temporarily blocking tomorrow's end of the Title 42 COVID policy that Republican-led states sued to keep in place, fearing an even bigger surge of migrants coming here illegally. That policy blocked some from entering the U.S. At the Senate,
I have good news. With days left before Christmas, Democrats and Republicans have reached an omnibus agreement completed at 1:15 a.m. early this morning.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, it's a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government the rest of the fiscal year. Some Republicans only wanted short-term spending. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
While Republicans get ready to take control of the House in the next Congress to open new investigations into Hunter Biden's business dealings and social media's treatment of conservatives, Democrats who still have power in the current Congress wrap up their Trump investigations. The House Ways and Means Committee will vote today on whether to make the former president's tax returns public, 6 years' worth that he tried to keep under seal. The day after another Democrat-led committee that investigated last year's Capitol riot alleged Trump's a criminal.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States.
Democrat Jamie Raskin, the former president, calls it a hoax, and the illegitimate committee's actions will only make him stronger. A candidate he backed in Arizona who lost the race for governor does not believe it and won't give up.
An Arizona judge is allowing Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake to call witnesses in an attempt to prove she lost November's tight race for governor due to misconduct from election leaders. The Maricopa County Superior Court judge dismissed 8 of the 10 claims from Lake's lawsuit. Many any of the claims asking the judge to declare Lake the winner or hold a revote in Arizona's biggest county. One of Lake's representatives will be able to look at 150 ballots today, with hearings Wednesday and Thursday, where Lake will try to prove that ballot printers malfunctioned by interference and that ballots were added by a county contractor. Lake has refused to concede to Democrat Katie Hobbs after losing by just over 17,000 votes. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rebound. The Dow's up 130 points. They partied all morning across Argentina. That's in Buenos Aires. A huge crowd celebrating Argentina's World Cup win. The team arrived earlier, getting a red carpet homecoming. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.